Now, in all honesty, Doja Cat putting out a deluxe edition is something I am excited for. Can't wait to dive into because of the level of lyricism that Doja Cat possesses. Now, on the other note, streaming platforms having the clarification of disc one and disc two would never not be funny to me. Because what in the world do you mean by disc one and disc two? It's all on my phone. Like, why are they saying disc one, disc two, when it's coming from the same cellular device? Like, what in the world am I flipping to whenever I go from disc one to disc two? Like, why do streaming platforms do that? Like, it's obviously in the past, it's like Blockbuster. Like, you've obviously conquered physical copies of music. So why rub it in their faces by having on your platform, oh, this is disc one and this is disc two? Like, no, it's just my phone. That is literally it. Playing music from my phone. Anyways, I don't know why. That would never just not be funny to me. Anyways, Doja Cat has a deluxe edition. Yeah, a deluxe edition of a fourth studio album, of course, Scarlet 2, Claude Frollo, that came out April 5th. And the reason why I hold this into a high regard is simply for the fact that I think the track with, hold on, I was trying to find it first. The track with Doja Cat and Kodak. Off of the Book of Clarence soundtrack, which, to all my fellow black people, let me tell you, y'all let that movie down, but we gonna disregard that right now. Jeezu, I think that's how you say it, J-E-E-Z-U. The Doja Cat and Kodak song, that's still to this day one of my favorites as far as this year. Obviously, we're only 4 months in, but we've had a lot of hip-hop music come out currently, and that is still one of my favorite verses of 2024. The rapping ability of Doja Cat, I would say, is top three right now. Like, if I had to get my top five, obviously the Jermaine stuff just came out, so he'll be towards the top, which is hard for me to say, but he's the only one with a project out currently from my list. It'd be probably Jermaine, Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, and then probably Kendrick. And y'all probably killing me because, like, why is Kendrick last? It's because he only has literally one verse out. And Doja Cat has a whole project out. And the reason I have Megan Thee Stallion at number two is because, I mean, technically, she sent some bars that had Nicki bent all out of shape to the point where it got her number one. So, to add on to that, she's also having an album follow-up, and it's coming out sometime this year from Megan Thee Stallion, so that's why she's at number two for me. So, yeah, if you want to know who I think is rapping the best, along with replayability, because I know somebody just going to name some random battle rapper that nobody listens to other than his battle raps. But as far as replayability is concerned, and having lyricism attached to it, that's my top artist currently. So I can't wait to dive into this deluxe edition and hear the vocal inflection, double, triple entendres, the literation or alliteration, just everything that comes with a lyricist in the way they put words together. I always look forward to it because people kill lyricists for saying some bars that's whack sometimes, but if you're saying something unique then that people are not used to hearing, then you're taking a risk regardless because they're not used to hearing it. Like, they're used to hearing kill a person, spin the block again, kill a person, come back, kill two more people, dig a grave, and then put their family in it. Like, you know, they used to very bare minimum, or not even that, just mumbling. Like, what Playboi Carti did off of that, I'm trashing all the rappers who can't rap because we're talking about Doja Cat right now. So we got to also talk about the ones who can't rap, because with Doja Cat being at such a high level, let me tell y'all what I've been suffering through waiting for this album. So the Playboi Carti verse off of Camila Cabello, let me tell you something. if any random rapper tries to mimic that in the studio, you are indeed getting kicked out. Okay, back to what I was saying. So Doja Cat has an album, Deluxe Edition. Great rapper, real rapper. So I can't wait to dive into her Deluxe Edition. Scarlet released, launched back in June, which released with Attention that debuted at 31 on the Billboard Hot 100. If you're wondering if she's still impacting the charts, of course she did. I mean, Paint the Town Red is one of the more successful, I think it's one of the more successful tracks of 2023 if you really want to keep it all the way 100. So, the first radio single from that album as far as Scarlet, but now she's back with a Deluxe Edition. So if we're talking about current up-to-date stuff, she has, let me see, Doja Cat has Agora Hills, that's still doing well on the charts, been on the charts for 27 weeks, currently at number 22, peaked at number 7. Then we have Paint the Town Red, goodness, still on the charts 34 weeks later. And we got 34 weeks later. I lost my train of thought. Oh, it peaked at number 1. That's all I was trying to say. And it's currently at number 43. So the longevity of that track has just been insane. What else? There was something else I was wanting to get at. I think that's basically it. Oh, yeah. So real rappers are back in style. I think 2024 is the year of lyricists taking over. And at the end of the day, when you look at rappers who mumble, when you look at rappers who talk about killing 24/7, I am here to tell you that I think it's over for them as far as this year in particular. So anyway, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Doja Cat releasing the deluxe edition to her fourth studio album titled Scarlet 2 Claude Frollo? And after listening to it, what is your favorite track? And also, is Doja Cat, do you consider Doja Cat one of the top tier lyricists in the past 2 to 3 years?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.